as they get ready for their production of She Kills Monsters. On the phone we have Danica Jackson. Danica, you there?
I'm right here. Hey, Wayne.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing fine. Thanks for calling in this afternoon. She Kills Monsters. Remind us what this show's about.
Sure. Well, in a nutshell, this is the story of Dungeons and Dragons come to life, in a nutshell. We have two sisters, one of whom, as you learn at the very beginning of the show, has recently passed away. And the other sister, who is still alive, discovers her Dungeons and Dragons book that she has created with all of her friends. And Tilly, who is the younger sister who has passed, is very imaginative, creative. And her older sister, Agnes, who is the one who is still alive, is unfortunately not really all that imaginative or creative. And when she discovers this notebook, she's not really sure what to make of it. So she takes it to someone who she thinks can help her play through it and learn a little bit more about her sister. And goodness does she. She learns so much more about her sister than she ever imagined. And it's an excellent, excellent story about finding yourself and learning more about the people around you and learning really how to come into your own.
And what's the setting? When does the story take place?
This is set in Athens, Ohio in 1995, so it is a true piece of nostalgia for people like me who grew up as huge nerds and even played things like Dungeons and Dragons way back in the day.
And if I haven't played Dungeons and Dragons, do I need to know what's happening and will I understand what's going on?
You really don't, because the great thing about this show is that we see everything through Agnes, the older sister's perspective, who has really no understanding of the game itself. So we're learning with her as she moves along through the game. So we get introduced to characters through her lens, and we learn how to world build as she learns how to world build.
I think it takes place in the 90s, but written in 2011, as I recall. Is that right?
That's right.
And it's found quite a following with high school and colleges. What is it about these characters and this story that resonates so strongly with this audience?
Well, I think it's multifaceted, I would say. One of them is because, you know, a lot of the characters are younger, so they get to play people their own ages, which is always really nice. But more than that, it's about the types of discoveries and journeys that we go on as young people, as we are finding ourselves and really learning how to connect with our inner true selves and being able to show who we are as real people to the world. And I think that's the bigger part of it is, you know, whether you are a D&D player or not, this show will resonate because it is about learning about yourself and learning about those around you.
Takes place in the 90s. I think a lot of fun 90 references in the play, too. Is that right?
Very many.
Okay. If you missed the 90s, you go research the 90s before you get there and you'll know what they're talking about. It'll be fun anyway. The cast you have for this show, did they all know the story of She Kills Monsters, or was this new to some of them?
Some of them were very familiar with it, and even some of them had also played Dungeons and Dragons before in the past. So some of them, this was a completely new experience, not only the story itself of the play, but also just the idea of world building and the idea of tabletop role-playing games was a completely new experience for some of them. And we even actually held a live D&D campaign for some of our cast this past weekend, just so those who had not grown up learning about it or had not played it before actually got a chance to really play it in real time.
Besides the two sisters, who are some of the other characters in the show?
So we've got our Dungeon Master, who is Chuck, being played by Andrew Sunderlidge. We have Agnes's boyfriend, Miles, who is in the game as a very specific type of creature that you will find out.
Okay.
And we have some of Tilly, who is the little sister who wrote the game. We have a lot of her friends that she has written into the game as various types of characters, which are super, super fun. So you've got a lot of really specific Dungeons & Dragons tropes of characters that you see. So people who are more familiar with it, you might get them and immediately see them and know what they are. And those of us who don't really know or understand them offhand, we actually have a great use of projections that we'll be able to reference for people that maybe didn't know who they were offhand, but we get to see an iteration of them before we see them in real life. So we get multiple facets of different ways that we get to see these different creatures and characters.
So one of the fun things about this show is part of it set in real world reality, part of it set in this role-playing fantasy world. So as a director, talk about the fun this is for you and your set designers and costume designers to create these two different worlds and what you guys have come up with here.
Yeah, so my designers, we are just having an absolute ball with this one. Because, you know, we kind of get to say yes to all of these crazy ideas that for a lot of other shows really wouldn't work. So we're getting to explore how you go from, but I would say this show doesn't really have hard transitions there. It's really soft and it moves from one to the other pretty seamlessly. So learning how to do that has been a really cool challenge for all of us too. So we get to say, well, in this moment, we need to have something that says it's fantasy. So is that through lights or is that through projections or is that through sound? Is that through the different things that we see on stage or some of the, I mean, we've got some really, really excellent, all of the designs as always are excellent, but I think we went a little over the top with some of these because we could. And it's just been an absolute blast. So we get to see the real world versions of a lot of these people, and then they have to change pretty quickly back and forth into and out of their fantasy selves. So we get to see them as real people. We get to see them as the cool D&D version of themselves and back and forth a few times. So that's also been a nice fun challenge, is figuring out how to go back and forth between them. And the set, just as always, you know, Jamie Melama, our set designer, is just outdone himself again. And we have, I think at first you won't think it's much, but just wait.
Okay.
Don't want to give too much of that away, but it is pretty spectacular to see what we collectively have been able to really do with this space.
Looking through the cast list, I see there are dance puppeteers. So some puppetry going on in here that you can talk about, or?
Yes, I don't want to give too much away.
Right,
but we do have, so yes, we're referring to them as our dance puppeteers. So they do quite a bit of heavy movement, and then they are manipulating certain types of puppets that are not your typical, you know, it's not hand puppets, it's not marionettes. It is really specific and very unique. So, yes.
University Theater done a lot of puppetry in the past?
Slightly, you know, Jamie is actually a very well-versed in lots of different types of puppetry. So he's been able to create a lot of the stuff for us pretty easily. He makes it look easy for sure.
Okay.
But it's, we don't really, I would say we don't typically touch a lot of puppetry stuff, but again, since this is a very different beast, as it were, we get to manipulate things in a lot of different ways that even a lot of our students and even some of our staff have not really gotten to play with before. So I do have a choreographer for the dance puppetry, Delaney, and she is absolutely incredible. She's a alumnus as well. And then I also have fight choreographers. I actually have two fight directors. One being Heather Strickland, who is, of course, works for Raleigh Little Theater, and then Benjamin Tarleton, and they're working hand in hand together because this is a very, very stage combat heavy show, and it's super fun.
And I think that's one of the things that appeals to high school kids and college kids, because you got, you know, high school kids and college kids stage fighting, which you don't get to do a lot.
That's true, yeah. They do have a whole lot of fun with that as well. It's always a fun thing to be able to do some extra kicks and punches and swing cool swords around.
So the title, She Kills Monsters, who is the she and who is the monsters that she's killing?
That is actually for the audience to decide.
Okay.
Yes, I will not I will not favor you with a response because that is one of the questions. Who is she? Which she is she?
Yeah. Okay. We've mentioned that this show has a following in high school and colleges, and there are two versions of this show, so we should let people know that if you did a version in high school or saw a version in high school, might be a different version that you guys are doing. Is that right?
Oh, yes, I would say so. The two big differences are the young adventurers version is the one that typically a lot of high schools will do, because that is, there is no profanity in that one, and they are all high school aged people, whereas our version is for, you know, the older crowd, if you will, because we do have pretty heavy profanity, I will say. So just as a content warning for everybody out there, we do have heavy profanity, as well as some of the characters are a little bit older in age, not particularly old, you know, not above 30s, but they are not all high school aged anymore, in this version at least.
So I'd like to remind people about University Theater and your cast and who these students are, and they're not majoring in theater. Tell me what they do and why they're spending all this time putting on a show.
So that is the best part about our program, is that we are an entirely open access program. So anybody from any major or minor or anything that is a student at NC State can participate in any way, shape, or form that they want to with any of our productions. So we do not have a theater major, which allows us to continue with this open access model that we've been able to share with so many people over the years. And the reason that we have so many people that come back year after year is because really it's just for fun. We have so much fun together, and we really have created an incredible community together, and people just keep coming back, and really is just it's an incredible family and community that we're able to continuously just see each other, work with each other. And yeah, it is really hard sometimes, you know. This is an incredibly tech heavy show, and it is on a pretty large scale, and the fact that we're able to incorporate so many different aspects of theater and so many different aspects of production, that people are able to get in and work on something that normally, even in we'll call it a quote unquote standard typical theater production, this is very outside the box. So this show in particular gives us a lot of different opportunities that a lot of other shows have not given us the chance to do, but it's still well within that range of, you know, this is fun and this is definitely new and exciting, and it gets us all up and excited about working together.
And if we want to come see this show, what are the dates and times, and where are you guys doing this one?
All right, everybody. So this is Thursday the 13th. So we open next Thursday, and that runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at 7:30. And we also have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. So, and then the next week we'll actually also have a Wednesday evening performance. So runs from the 13th to the 23rd.
Got it. And this is in the Titmus Theater, right?
It sure is, in Thompson Hall.
Excellent. Is this a show that you've done before?
I have never worked on this show before, and I absolutely adore it.
What's been the most fun thing for you then directing this show?
Ooh, the most fun? Gosh, it's a toss-up between the combat and the puppetry and even selecting the songs that we get to use in the show. Because, again, it's very heavy nostalgia for me, so I just get to pull things out of my back pocket that I'm like, yeah, nobody else likes this song. I get to use it finally.
All right. Well, it sounds like a whole bunch of fun. And again, It is She Kills Monsters, April 13th through the 23rd, over University Theater and the Titmus Theater. Danica Jackson is directing this show. Danica, great to talk to you. Thanks for calling in this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Wayne. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care.